Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Ladies and gentlemen, and lovers of radio stuff, certainly digital audio stuff, it's Brad Shepherd, glad to be with you once again to bring you everything happening in Western Mass, or a great deal of it, let's say, that should be of interest to you. We start off with Karen Noble, who narrated the world premiere of Clifton J. Noble Jr.'s Johnny Appleseed in 2008. Springfield Symphony Orchestra timpanist Martin Kluger and Westfield Community Program Arts Beat host Mark Auerbach narrates in the upcoming Springfield Chamber Players performance of Clifton J. Noble Jr.'s folk cantata, Johnny Appleseed, May 12, 3 p.m. at First Church of Christ, 763 Longmeadow Street, Route 5 in Longmeadow, Mass. Now, this family-friendly program also includes Peter P.D.Q. Bach Schickele's The Boston Wonder, narrated by Mark Auerbach, The Swan from St. Sens, Carnival of the Animals for cello and piano, and Ferdinand the Bull by Monroe Leaf with music by Alan Rideout, narrated by Martin Kluger. Pittsfield Conservation Commission has announced that they had a Lion Aviation will sponsor a free fishing derby for youth 14 and under. This will be Saturday, May 11, at the Wild Acres Conservation Area, rain or shine. Volunteer support will be provided by the Onata Fishing Club to assist with dressing fish, providing fishing tips and techniques, baiting, etc. The derby gets underway at 8 a.m. and lasts until 12:30 p.m. Trophies awarded at noon for those who catch the largest fish, length and weight, and bait will be provided. The first 100 children will receive a free food voucher, and the food will be available for purchase from Ozzie's Steak and Eggs. The accessible trail down to the pond is open. Wild Acres Conservation Area is located off South Mountain Road in Pittsfield. If you'd like more info, contact Maddie Brown, Recreation and Special Events Coordinator, at 499-9371, 413 area. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a public health alert for ground beef products possibly contaminated with E. coli. The Food Safety and Inspection Service said the alert is to warn consumers that these ground beef products should not be eaten. The products are no longer available for purchase, so a recall has not been requested. The ground beef items were produced on March 28 of this year and have a use freeze-by date of April 22 and a packaging date of 032824. Now, fortunately, no illnesses from the contaminated beef have been reported, but if you're concerned about an illness, you should contact a health care provider, of course. Mayor Sarno joined with our friends at St. Mark Armenian Church and the Armenian community for an Armenian flag-raising ceremony at City Hall. It was yesterday at 3:30 p.m. The ceremony did take place outside on the front steps of City Hall. So congratulations and best wishes to our Armenian community for the flag-raising ceremony. Eastman Chemical, in partnership with Northern Safety, is proud to announce that they will be donating vital medical equipment known as oximeters to the Springfield Fire Department. Representatives from Eastman Indian Orchard will present the donation to Fire Commissioner Calvi and Mayor Sarno. This event, scheduled to take place Thursday the 25th at 11 a.m. at the Springfield Fire Headquarters, 605 Worthington in Mass. 01105. This donation marks a significant and continued collaboration between Eastman, a global specialty manufacturing company with a plant in Indian Orchard, and the Springfield Fire Department in serving the local community. The equipment being donated consists of 17 high-tech portable oximeters, which are essential for monitoring vital signs in emergency situations. The oximeters being donated are advanced medical devices capable of accurately measuring blood oxygen levels and heart rates, crucial parameters in assessing a patient's condition during emergencies such as fires, accidents, or medical crisis. These Concord models are rechargeable with large digital displays. 17 pediatric finger clips are being donated alongside the oximeter units, and these can be used to save the lives of children, including infants. The presentation includes Van Neville and members of Eastman's emergency response team and the Springfield Fire Department, as well as Mayor Sarno and community members. Now, in just a moment, you'll find out where and when the next sobriety checkpoint in Western Mass will be, but first, Mark Auerbach has been to the theater. Mark?
There are two must-see theater events on area stages. One's a musical with a Dickens of a twist, and one's an underappreciated American classic. The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Goodspeed season opener, is a musical whodunit where the audience has to choose the murderer, and it's performed by a set of music hall performers putting on a show. There's plenty of melodrama, shtick, audience participation, boos and hisses, and an overabundance of laughs. You'll forget your troubles and the world's troubles for a couple of hours and laugh big time along the way. Charles Dickens wrote a thriller, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, but he died before he had finished his novel, and readers never knew who the murderer was. Rupert Holmes, best known for the Pina Colada song, turned Dickens' book into a musical, and just like the book, the musical stops cold at the point where Dickens dies, but the audience gets to vote on who the murderer is, and the musical finishes based on the audience vote. There are so many possible endings. The Mystery of Edwin Drood first opened on Broadway in 1985, where it won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Rob Ruggiero stages the Goodspeed production with aplomb. The show is a feast for the eyes with Ann Beiersdorfer's set design, merging the intricate details of the Goodspeed interior with the set, and gorgeous period pieces by Hunter Kozrowski, whose work is familiar to Berkshire's theatergoers. Adam Sousa's music direction is jaunty, as is James Gray's choreography. All the performances shine, and in the end, I cast my vote for Mamie Paris in the title role, Lenny Wolpe as the show's MC, and Liz McCartney as the elusive Princess Puffer. We survived another winter, so we all need a blizzard of laughs. The Mystery of Edwin Drood is just so much fun. It continues through June 2nd. It's followed by South Pacific, the Rodgers and Hammerstein Classics. For details, goodspeed.org. Meanwhile, at Hartford Stage, you may equate Arthur Miller, the 20th century American playwright, with his blockbuster Death of a Salesman, but his earlier works, All My Sons, could possibly be his finest. All My Sons, Arthur Miller's 1947 drama, is getting a welcome revival at Hartford Stage, staged with style by the theater's artistic director, Melia Bensusan. A post-war American family is coming apart at the seams. The father owned a factory that produced defective airplane parts. His business partner took the rap. One son hasn't returned from the war. That son's fiancée is now about to marry that son's brother. The mother is in denial. Miller developed rich characters and a seamless plot, giving Bensusan many opportunities to punctuate the drama. The incredible set by Rue Rasmussen places the action in the family's backyard, and attention must be paid to Anlyn Dauber's costume, Mary Louise Geiger, and Lucas Clopton's sound. Miller gave Marcia Mason and Michael Gaston a rich palette to create great performances, and both deliver. The entire ensemble give well-rendered performances, and standouts include Godfrey L. Simmons Jr. as the neighbor doctor, Fiona Roberson is the fiancée of Chris, played by Ben Katz. And Hero Marguerite, a local actor, is a company understudy, so you may catch her in a performance. It's hard to believe that All My Sons, which premiered 75 years ago, is so relevant today. Miller wrote a masterpiece, and Hartford Stage cast and creatives treat it with respect. All My Sons runs through May 5th. For details, hartfordstage.org. On the Arts Beat for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. State police will be conducting a sobriety checkpoint in Hamden County next week to help prevent under-the-influence driving. Colonel John E. Maughan, Jr., superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police, says the checkpoint will be held somewhere in the county between Thursday, May 2nd, into Friday, May 3rd. A sobriety checkpoint is scheduled in Plymouth County this Friday, April 26th, into Saturday, the 27th. The sobriety checkpoints are funded through a grant by the Officer of Grants and Research of the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. On a light, happier note, you know that the nice weather is coming because Elsie's Creamery at Randall's Farm and Greenhouse is opening Saturday, this Saturday, April 27, 11 a.m. And their homemade ice cream is made fresh in small batches at the creamery. So have a cone at the creamery or take home a half gallon of your favorite flavor. Elsie's homemade ice cream can be found in the freezer section of the Randall's Farm and Greenhouse main store. Get your first cone of the season at Elsie's Creamery. And thank you very much for being with us on our program. I hope you will join us for our next program coming up. And stay with us through the season for Pioneer Valley Radio, spotlighting and focusing all the good stuff going on in Western Mass. Thank you once again. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio, copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.